Yo, bitch, you're not telling me the truth. I'm gonna search you, bitch.
What the fuck? Let me go, man. Untie me, you bitch.
Shut up.
Untie me.
Shut up, man. Now, let me put on this rubber glove.
What the fuck are you gonna do with that? Are you planning on doing what I think?
Now, bend over, bitch.
What the fuck? I ain't bending over.
Let
me go, you fucking bastard. Fucking
asshole.
That's
right, bitch. Now, I'm gonna start the full cavity search, yo.
Get your finger out of my ass.
Hello there, people. Yo, I'm currently performing a rectal search on this dude who's suspecting of carrying my fucking diamonds. Now, if you're too young to see this, or you're offended by any of this, well, get the fuck out of here now. What the hell are you doing listening to this shit, yo? Hold still, bitch. I'm gonna tear your colon.
Hello, 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 and welcome to BDO Radio. I'm your host, Budweiser, and this is show number 17. And this was, is being recorded on February 28th, year 2007. It's a Wednesday. Technically, it's actually already a Thursday now because I'm... I gotta do time difference with my clock. It says 1:58 a.m. now, but I know that it's not that. It's like... time minus 22 minutes gives the actual time, so it would be like 1:36. Yeah, 1:36 a.m. So, welcome to BDO Radio, people, and I'm your host Budweiser. Like I just said, yes, I am already reiterating. Okay, this is really a bad start. I cannot speak English, and I reiterate myself like an old man who has Alzheimer's. Welcome to good old BDO Radio. Now, I'm doing this show a bit... Well, I don't want to say it's in a rush. Actually, I was going to say a bit in a rush, but it's the total contrary. I have had the material to build this show. Now, when I say the material to build this show, it's anything else than the talk segments. For instance, the skits, the middle segment, which is, well, basically one huge skit, and the intro skits and all the sounds are all ready. But I'm doing the talk in a rush because I've been basically lazy on the shows so far in 2007, and I really wanted to bring out a show for February, so... I decided, you know, while the clock changes to March 1st, 2007, the date and the time changed to March 1st, an hour and 40 minutes ago. I wanted to make sure there was a show that was labeled February coming out there, and I'm going to try this year to keep it up to at least a show per month. Now, last year, the way I did the shows is I would release sometimes three or even four per month, while on some months you didn't get any at all. Now, I don't plan on having as many as many recorded shows coming out in the year 2007 as there were in 2006, but I do plan on keeping it regular. That's what I want. I don't necessarily want a huge quantity this year. I just want to be regular. One per month, and that's going to be your expectation on your end. I want people to be able to expect something and not just like be surprised all the time when they think everybody at BDO just spontaneously died and fell to the floor motionless and don't do shows anymore. You know, the moment they start thinking that, poof, a new show comes out. I want to stop that philosophy here at BDO and just get with something that people can expect. You know, every month, sometime in the month, there will be a show. That's what I'm going to try to keep up, so that probably will total 12 shows or more for 2007. In 2006, I pulled out 15, which is a little bit less than I wanted to bring out, but is a very good quantity to my liking. It makes a really long playlist. I think my playlist is it's already surpassed 12 hours, so with this show, with the addition of this show, it's getting closer and closer to actually 24 hours, which is where I'll be really satisfied with my playlist. When it reaches 24 hours of our original content only, you know, only the recorded shows of BDO Radio put all together, when it reaches 24 hours, I'll be really happy. Kind of like the old bong.dhs.org playlist in which you could listen to 38 hours of original BDO material without getting anything else. And without hearing the same thing twice, of course. It's a different situation for BDO Radio, as I started off at show number one last year and just sort of went on a clean slate for the BDO Radio recorded shows. I didn't want to pick up the last number of bong.dhs.org and pick up from there. I wanted to start from scratch. So we're up to 17. And on today's show, I'm going to have a few interesting things. First off, all three skits are brand new. And the one that's coming right after this talk segment is some funny shit. It's a blend of a skit I did really way back in the days of bong.dhs.org, mixed with an idea I had the other day while I was pumping gas into my car and making jokes with my coworker. And one of those jokes actually led to the idea for this skit. It's called Gasoline. I think you're going to love it. It is in the style of BDO Radio. Now, I want to bring, before I mention the other skits, I want to bring attention to the middle skit of this show. This is going to be something really fucking special. Bafalio read, and yours truly, in one of the first recordings ever, in the style that we do them, you know, the group improvisation? This is one of the first recordings ever that we did to create a skit. And this skit is called The Pot Delivery Guy. And it's going to be played in all its three parts in one shot in the middle of the show with little interludes. And after that, I'm going to be coming back on the air to introduce the song. So I want to bring a lot of attention to that segment. I think you people are going to fucking love it. Yeah, you people are going to fucking rave about that shit. Then the other skits would be Expectorex. This is a medical breakthrough, people. Medical breakthrough. Yeah, I think you're going to love that one, too. And at the end of the show, after my last talk segment, you're going to get the third skit, which is a... It doesn't make sense. I have no idea how I came up with the concept, with the idea. But I think it's going to... I'm not sure about that one. You guys let me know, okay? If you hate it, go on the website, bdoradio.com, and you can contact BDO. I think... I forgot what I called the link, so let me just go see. bdoradio.com, and I believe on the menu to your left, it's Contact BDO. It's the last option. Click there, and there's going to be a form there. And I haven't spoken about this in any recorded show. On this form, you can pick the subject. It's a drop-down. Comment about the radio, skit suggestion for radio. I strongly advise you people to send me skit suggestions. I love skit suggestions. I won't always take it literally from you, but they will inspire me to do something great, and I will give you credit. Other suggestion for radio is another subject you can pick. Comment about BDO TV, suggestion for BDO TV, word to Budweiser, or word to a crew member. Now, if you were to comment about the third advisory in this show, you would pick comment about the radio. And let me know what you thought of the last skit. It's a public service advisory. It's honestly, it doesn't make sense. It's just fucking weird, and that's why I think it's really funny. Personally, I think it's really an original concept that you people are gonna like, but it could be a bust as well. I don't know. You people let me know, okay? Because I was like, when I reheard my own creation, I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? This is funny, but it's fucking weird, okay? You're probably gonna find it weird and funny. Anyways, it's a bit a la Bafalioisms. It's pretty much the way it was conceived. I'd say that the Bafalioisms that I used in the last show, in show number 16, that five-part story that Bafalio was reading, I believe that that was great subconscious influence into what I did for the third skit of this show. Now, enough blah, blah, blah about the show and everything. I'd like to mention something about BDO Television real quick. We've put up two videos of our hockey gang, if you want. Basically, a bunch of people we get together with at an arena every Saturday, and we play hockey till it's over. I have not released any of these videos in a while, and now that some people got new gear that look really good, including me, and that our skills are all improving, CRX has become a really top-of-the-line goaltender. It would be really cool to get a camera crew back there for the next game. I don't know when I'm going to get one together again, but I will do my best to get another one of these videos out for you people because I think they rock. And I'm going to try to add a little dynamic to it, a little bit more personal talk with the players, especially the ones you don't know, the ones that are not part of BDO Radio. Those are the ones I'd like to see talking on camera. Now, let's get on with the show, shall we? 9 minutes of blah, 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 dee, 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 da, da. I got something brought to my attention by SkySpy last week. He sends me a YouTube link and tells me, yo, go check this out. Guy is stealing your flavor, yo. What the fuck, man? Is somebody stealing the BDO flavor, yo? What the fuck? So I click on that link. I open it up. And it's the video is entitled something like Bong Hit or Having a Bong Hit. Something like that. Anyways, I look at the video, and the gentleman on the video introduces himself as Marijuana Man. I kind of chuckled at the name because it's really basic. I mean, you could have been more creative, you know, like the Marijuana Superhero. No, okay, Marijuana Man. And you know what? The guy is chill. He's on the camera, and he does what I used to love doing on my shows. He just rips this crazy-ass bong hit and exhales, and he promotes www.stonerradio.com. So I can understand SkySpy's reaction when he says that the guy stole my flavor. To tell you honestly, I personally disagree with that, though. I don't think he stole my flavor. I think that this, quote, flavor, unquote, of radio show has been... the door has been wide open for 15 years for anybody to do this from anywhere they want, whoever they may be. Anyone can do what I started 8 years ago. Anyone can do this shit. This is why at some point I even got tired of always being about pot and this pot and that pot and pot. It was enough. I mean, I still talk about weed sometimes. I'd consider myself a knowledgeable person on marijuana. Like, I know a lot about it, but I mean, I'm not the only one. And I'm the only one back 8 years ago who had the balls to say, oh, fuck it. I don't give a shit about the authorities. I'm gonna smoke up on the air, and that's gonna make people go, hey, he's smoking up on the air. I'm gonna grab my bong and listen to this guy. You know? And I am... not only am I not pissed at stonerradio.com, heck, I just read out their web address if you wanna go see, okay? I'm gonna read it out again once I'm done. But... I'm not pissed at these guys. Au contraire, mes amis. I am really, really, really proud of that squad to have started yet another stoner show based on real people. High Times once released this form of stoner radio show with some asshole host named Callum Francis. What a fucking thoroughbred asshole that guy was. And you know what? Everything was fake on that show. The guy was like, I'm going to smoke out of this bong. And then you'd hear this electronic sound of a bong. It was fake-ass garbage. And the guy would pretend to be high, and it was just fucking retarded. However, my show and these guys' shows... If they feel like talking about weed and not getting high on the air, fine. They're going to tell you, we don't have weed right now. We're just going to want to talk about weed. If they want to get high on the air, they'll grab the bong, they'll smoke up on the air, and you can guarantee that this is true. Anyone could guarantee, you know, I can guarantee all of you that that is true pot smoking. These guys are true stoners. I am proud, and I'm even prouder. You know why? Because for 2 years now, if you've noticed, BDO Radio hasn't been very much about weed anymore, but about... being insane. That's what I wanted to keep at BDO, and that's what stayed. It's the crazy fucking humor. And if I feel like doing it about weed, I'll do it about weed. If I feel about doing it on politics, I'll do it on politics. I just can pick whatever I want now. When I do a talk segment, I can pick the topic I want to discuss about. I mean, it's not all evolving around weed. You can bet that when someone joins in the chat room during one of my live performances and asks me questions about weed, I won't say, boom, we're not about pot anymore. I'm not going to talk about that. Of course not. I'm going to answer all the questions. It's gonna be a pleasure of mine to answer all those questions. But I'm not all about that anymore. I've tried to move on and just, like, think of BDO Radio more as a radio station than a stoner squad, you know? Anyways, but I am mega proud of these guys, and if you want to go check them out, the website is www.stonerradio.com, all in one word, stonerradio.com, and hope these guys can stay on the map long, because I've pretty much gotten off that map and moved on to another one. I'm trying to not miss it. It's not that I want to appeal to the general public and everybody at the office, you know. BDO Radio 1977 785 FM. Don't touch that dial. You know, I don't want to be that kind of radio station, but I still wanted to wiggle away from the stoner radio concept just because, you know, I don't know. Being in the position I am today leaves me much more wiggle room for my content. It's really the only reason. Also, another fact is I can now use BDO Radio as a portfolio to display my web and sound editing and video editing talents by presenting it to people who would be normally offended to see that the first word in the name of the station is bong, you know? So BDO Radio just looks a little bit more friendly to those people, and I can show off a lot of talent with that stuff, and that I've done a lot lately. Tried to show to a few people that, you know, it's, I don't just do web development. I can do a fuck ton of things with computers, ranging from video editing, audio editing, and web development, database development, da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, it goes on. But truly proud. I haven't personally gotten in contact with any of these guys at stonerradio.com. I won't bother. I mean, I don't want to disturb these guys and send more fucking fan mail in. I'll let the fans deal with that. But you know what? I am proud of Stoner Radio's initiative and the fact that, you know, I had left that world behind. There was need for somebody to pick up the slack and get it going. And again, I reiterate myself, I am proud of Stoner Radio and what they have done and what they have created, and I hope they stay on the map for a very long time, satisfying stoners worldwide. Anyways, so that's my shout to Stoner Radio. I even may get in contact sometime with them to send them a few skits over as a gesture of my appreciation for their existence. I am truly proud. I mean, there's no other word. I'm like humbled. I welcome them to the internet radio world, and I wish them as much success as they could ever have. Maybe even more than bong.dhs.org had in its wildest stoner years. So people, this is enough for segment number one. I've been blabbering for 17 minutes now. We're going to move on to the first skit of the show, Gasoline. And then it's going to be the middle segment, which is called The Pot Delivery Guy. See you at the, see you after that segment.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, The Pot Guy. Is this right?
Yeah, it's right.
Oh my god, this is sad. The pod guy blocking traffic. Yeah!
Move your ass!
Fuck you, man! Yeah! BDO Essentials! Look at my large sign! BDO Essentials! Essentials.bomb.dhs.org! Yeah! Come on! Yeah!
Many of you must be asking, is the pot guy stupid? We have the answer. It's yes, he is very stupid. However, BDO Essentials is the best goddamn online head shop on the internet. Type in your web browser essentials.bong.dhs.org to check it out. You can also use our shortcut URL, bong.dhs.org/shop.
Welcome, sir. By the way, you can stay in your car. This station has service employees.
Oh, so you mean this isn't self-serve?
No, it's not. It's with service. So, what can I do for you, sir?
Fill her up, man.
Fill her up? All right, I'll give you your total when I'm done.
All right. Yo, what the fuck is this guy doing, man? Put that fucking thing down! What the fuck are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
Were you just fucking drinking the fuel from that fucking nozzle?
No, I'm not drinking the gas.
What the fuck are you doing?
Just verifying to see if it's compatible with your car.
Look, dude, you just pumped like $3 of gas, man. I'm not paying for that unless you get that fucking gasoline in my car, man.
Oh, you want that fuel in your car now?
Well, what the fuck, man? I'm gonna pay for it. Of course I want it in my car.
You want the fuel in your car?
Yes,
okay,
now,
watch
man.
This.
Well, this is fucking gross, man! Stop doing that shit! Get the fuck over here, you fucking piece of shit! Fucking piece of shit! Fucking bastard! Fucking asshole, man! Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, hello, sir. Welcome, I'm here because you called me. Yeah, on my, weed delivering pager. I hear you guys want some weed in this fine house of yours in, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. How much do you need?
Oh, well, I was looking for something around, 5 pounds? You know, you got that in your truck?
5 pounds, that's pretty good amount here for a first-time buyer here. Like, I'm gonna go get the 5 pounds out of my trunk here. Take the sample, tell me how you're good, tell me how you like it. Don't worry about this, this is free of charge. This is my bonus for me to you.
Oh, yeah, thank you, I'll do that, okay.
I'm in you.
Man, so lucky. Come on.
That's pretty good weed, man.
Come on, sell that weed.
Sell it.
So, you got it? How much is it gonna be?
Well, first of all, here. Did you like the weed? Was it pretty good? Was it satisfactory?
Yeah, a lot, man.
There you go. See, that was just a freebie here. I got your 5 pounds right here, okay? Don't worry about the money for now. Let's just talk about something else. Like, this is a promotion. When you buy over 4 pounds, I give you a pound of hash totally free. You don't even pay for the pound. You just pay for the Ziploc bag because the Ziploc costs me a bit of money. So the pound's free. See all this this hash here? This is Moroccan hash. This is straight out of the border, off the boat, bring back by mafia and all this bullshit. I give this to you free of charge. You don't even pay for this crap. This is free. I see it there. I just shot it in the air. It's yours. There you go. I don't need it. Now the weed.
Thank you, man.
Hey, no problem, man. You know, I'm friends. I'm yeah, smokers are us. Here you go.
Smokers are us.
Now the weed, I'm gonna have to charge you a bit. Like the small buds, I'm gonna charge you $15 for the small buds because the small buds aren't that big. The big buds, $25. Okay, you got a cover here. The crystals here. That's a bonus again. I'm giving you all the crystals. Crystals is THC, by the way. This is THC glands. This is high quality indoor hydro. You know, this is. Don't forget about it. I don't even want to start explaining because this is just too high class. This is yours for free. But the hairs, I'm gonna have to charge you again because the hairs, you know. It takes a bit of professionalism to grow hair like this, you know. It's hard, cut it, break it up, you know. Anyways, the hairs, I'm going to charge you about 5 cents per hair, depending how length it is. So altogether, you got all these hairs here. I'm calculating this, 2 seconds. All the hairs plus the small buds, the big buds, plus I'll give you a third of the big buds for free. See, again, I'm giving you all this stuff. So altogether, 9,000 plus the Ziploc. The Ziploc, that's a bit extra, okay? The Ziploc is high quality Ziploc that we only order in Alabama. They make the Ziplocs just for us, you know? They're custom made Ziplocs, so they cost us a bit of money plus the shipping and handling and the performance Ziploc. So I'll charge you about $25 a Ziploc, which makes times 20, an extra $2,500. Here you go. Now that's plus the 9,000, so it comes up to 12,500. That's the tax included. Here in Montreal, we do not tax for weed. That's from yours to mine to mine to yours. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, look at that. There you go. Yeah, I give you this lighter for free. It's an alien lighter made in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's supreme quality. It lasts about 2-3 years, depending how much use you give it. This is the weed made for you. Here you go. Take this weed, the bong hits, the Ziploc, then the lighter, and yeah, I'm giving you everything. You like this shirt? I'll give you this shirt. This is free shirt. It's all yours. You know, you're taking all my business here. I'll give you the keys to the car. We'll talk about that on my next visit. Here you go. How do you like this deal?
I love it, man. I think I'm going to take it because you're making me dizzy here, man.
Josh, did you know my car is safe?
Mary, what do you mean it's safe? It's a Hyundai!
I know, Josh. It looks like it's made out of cardboard, but I have the right car insurance at a low price.
Is that true, Mary? What company are you with?
Well, Josh, I never thought you'd ask, but...
Oh, God! Shut up! Do you know how much you ring in our ears? We're in our cars listening to the radio and you guys are yapping back and forth over stupid car insurance! Enough with these ads! Such fucking bullshit! It's just fucking crap!
And now, the recap of the day on BDO Radio, monitoring everything that's happening within our line of sight. Hello, I'm your host, Don Shepherd. Tonight, our main developing story. The old lady downstairs has a deadly yeast infection.
I think I'll survive, but my cunt hurts.
In other news, the minister resigns.
I've had sex with half my co-workers, men and women, and I've become addicted to coke.
For this afternoon, we'll be getting showers and feeling clean. In sports, the good teams beat the crap out of the bad teams and the stars all got injured. Back to our regular broadcast.
I need weed. Please need weed. Can you find me weed, please?
No problem, buddy. Listen, I come here all the way from Alabama, USA, in the middle of the country. We have weed in vast quantities. We
Alabama?
Grow it. Alabama, that's right. Alabama. Now, I got a question for you. How much exactly weed do you need for your consumer's interest?
Well, I need 2 grams. I mean, 3. I mean, 50 pounds, man. 50 pounds of weed. Now I'm going on.
Alright, for a first customer, you really surprised me. 50 pounds, that's the real business. Right, I gotta give you...
Problem.
Listen, just for that, I'm gonna give you some discounts on this deal. Don't worry about that. I'm gonna hook you up.
Man.
I'm gonna hook you up, man. You look like a good fellow. You look like you like a weed.
Fella.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going.
I'm gonna go get the... How much you need? 50 pounds? I'm gonna go get 50 pounds of weed out of my trunk right there.
That's it.
And here, I give you 2 grams right here just for your sample interest.
Yeah.
This is free. You don't even pay for this.
No problem.
Here's 2 grams, and
easy fucker.
And I'm gonna go get it, okay? Wait up.
I'm smoking fast. Oh, that was good, motherfucker. No, that was good, motherfucker.
Okay, wait, smoke another hit. Okay.
That was hard.
All right. Here's, okay, this took me some time here, this is my friend here, he's gonna bring it, okay, there you go, it's 50 pounds of weed, man, do you know how big this is, and plus, this is high quality weed, I'm not joking with you, this is first quality, uncut, pure, precious, nice quality, THC and grown.
With diamonds?
No, diamonds are extra, but if you want diamonds, you give me a call, I got my number in back
give
of my card.
Diamonds with buds.
Buds with diamonds, bud diamonds, I like those.
Bud diamonds.
Tell you honestly, you are... the biggest customer I've ever had. Now, see,
number one.
How do you like this? You see my 50 pounds?
Pretty good. No need to talk, man.
No, it's good. No, you
yeah,
like...
that's it. That's the diamond shit.
But, okay, listen. I'm gonna give you a deal on this day. How much money you have on you?
A lot of money. How much you want to sell?
Well, how much you got on you? All right, I'll give you a nice deal. Don't worry about it. Here you go. First of all, we got all this weed, right? It's imported, right? So I'm going to have to charge you a bit for the service and handling, right?
Is this provincial, national, or international?
It's international, across the border, across the oceans, you know. It's overseas a bit, depending what kind of weed. We got all kinds here. I got five different quality buds here.
That's a difficult question. What kind of crystals do you have? Fucking weed.
Well, I have 5 kinds of different weed and buds, so I got different kinds of crystals here. Listen, this is the cannabis winner, silver super haze, super silver haze.
Yeah,
just got the crystals completely. This is Majnun. This is you know, crazy. Undale. This is. Tell you honestly, I've never seen crystals like this. This is, and plus the crystals are free. Like, did you hear me? The crystals are free.
The crystals are free.
The crystals are free. Completely free. I don't even charge you for the crystals. The crystals are from me to you, a gift. Like your friend. Like, you have a friendly face. I like you. You don't fuck around like most people. Like,
those shit, like...
That's all good with me. I really don't care. You got a nice bond there. You know what? I like you. I like your type of people. My type of people like your type of people. Your type of people are like my type of people.
You want to know what kind of bong I have? I got a beer bong and a foot bong.
Oh, a foot bong. That's a hardcore bong. Tell me honestly, I've never seen a bong like that. Okay, so now we got 50 pounds. 50 pounds of weed. Okay, I'm going to give you a round price.
No problem, man. I'm going up.
If I give you 1,500 a pound. Now, that's a good deal, right? But wait, 1,500 a pound? Times 50 pounds, all right?
So much.
Right there, that's only 525,000.
Oh, that's no problem, man.
Okay, exactly, 525. But wait, I got a bonus on this. You see this hash? I got 12 pounds of hash right here. How does it look? How does this hash look?
Like a shit, man, that's good.
This is imported hash, straight from Venezuela.
I want it to Morocco.
I sold out the Moroccan hash to the last customer, but this is second... It's just second on the list. This got nothing compared to the first one.
Oh, that's no problem, man. I like it, that much shit, fuck.
Alright, so this hash is free. This hash is free. I don't even charge you for this hash. You just gotta pay for the delivery and the Ziploc.
Oh, well, that's just this lucky strike.
Lucky strike, like I said, you know, this is the shit. So anyways, you got, what, a couple of Ziplocs here and there? Not much, like, I mean, what, $12,000 worth? Plus the $500,250.
I don't care, man. Just tell me what you have.
All right, man. So plus the shipping and delivery.
Customer, man. What do you think you mind, man? You know what I'm saying?
So all I need from you is a check, unless you have cash, for $750,075 worth of delivery charge for the weed express service from Alabama. How do you feel about that deal?
Well, I just need some beer a bit, you know? Do you have some beer?
Oh, now that's a different story. Okay. I can give you this card. This is a hookup for my friend's beer delivery service from Yugoslavia. He's come from Kosovo. This is the high-quality drinking beer. We have no more of this in the service.
But I think the Russian are better. So you have some Russian fucking vodka or shit fuck like that?
I got everything, bro. From here, there, cows, chickens. I got all you want. This is Alabama Weed Delivering Service. We don't deliver only weed. I got connections from all around the world for all this stuff you need. You want? What do you want? Look at these pants I'm wearing. You like these pants? This is fresh quality pants I got here, made out of 100% hemp. I mean, if you're tired of smoking weed, you can smoke my pants because they're made out of cannabis. I'm going to give you these pants free, totally free. Like, look, I'm here, take this. These are nice pants. Take them, take them. I don't even want to hear it. Look, it's a gift. Look, there you go. I shot them on your roof. They're on your roof now. They're not there no more. I don't want it. See, I'm running. Where's your check at? So give me your check. What, $650,000. Call my brother, Uncle Jim Brothman. And I'm going to give you his card. Here you go. This is his card for the beer delivery service, alcohol beverages.
Yes, you t-shirt with lines on it.
T-shirts with lines?
Oh, yeah, I like t-shirt with lines.
Vertical or horizontal?
Vertical.
Vertical costs you a bit more, 50% more than horizontal. But it's okay.
But that's okay. Hemp t-shirt.
Hemp t-shirts, okay. First quality or...
Third quality, which first one?
Third and first, okay, so it's... Alright, how much dozens you need? I come by 6 dozens.
2,500 dozen?
2,500 dozens. All right, you're going to open a business or something? Or are you going to... Well, it's none of my business anyways. It's all your stuff. You do what you want.
I'm a second seller. Don't worry.
Oh, you're a salesman? All right, you're a salesman. I'm a salesman. We do business. I do business. Everybody loves it. Okay, so anyways.
That's why you like me.
50 dozens. 50,000. How much is it? 1,500 dozens?
1,200 dozen.
1,200. There you go. That's a considerable price. I'm going to give you a nice deal on. Each dozen will cost me about $20 times 12,000. It's going to be around... Let's just make it a round price of $500,000.
But the price not like... More with the Canadian dollars here?
Canadian dollars there. Represent, you know? I mean, this is cannabis. Canada, you know, you guys got a leaf on your flag, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but you come from the United States, so the money is, like, bigger, so I need some...
So I'll charge
rebate.
You.
Rebate.
I'll charge you. I'll charge you in Canadian. I'll charge you in Canadian dollars.
Yeah, I'll charge you Canadian dollars with some little price in there, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Let's make it a round deal for everything. $110 million. How does that sound? No tax.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny bill.
All right, here you go. You just got to write this check right here. Sign this non-advisory... with this paper, you're not allowed to sue me. Here you go. Right, sign this, and there you go. That's a nice deal. How do you like this deal? Isn't that right? Two trucks will be coming with your t-shirts real soon.
Oh, I would like it like... $100,000, but you give me less, so it's good, man. You don't have no problem with that.
All right, I'm gonna have to go now. See you later. Thanks a lot for the deal, and have a good day.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Excuse me, sir, can you come here for a second,
yes,
sir, please?
What is it? What is it?
Well, man, dude, as you can see, I'm totally blind. Look, I'm going to walk into this post now. Ow!
Oh, my God. I feel pity for you.
Yeah, dude, that's what I mean. Ow, my nose. We'd like you to donate to the Organization for Really Blind People. And do you have $10, man?
Yes, of course I do. This is a great cause. I will give you $10.
Man, okay, and here's a promotional thing we do with everyone who gives us money today. We give them a copy of this CD, man.
What's that?
This, man, is Phobos and Other Things, Volume 1, man.
I don't want the CD. I'll just give the money.
No, man. You don't get it, man. We have to give you this CD, man. So you take the CD.
No, I don't want the CD. I just want to donate money.
Man, dude, will you just take the CD, man?
Listen,
come on, go
I think
away,
I'm going
man.
To step
go
away.
Away.
Sideways.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Oh, here's the CD. Fuck, have it for free, bitch. Fuck.
The pop guy is a moron. We made him pay for that copy. We do not recommend throwing copies of bong.dhs.org's Full Bowls and Other Things Volume 1 at people and breaking them. However, we do recommend you buy a copy right now.
Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/FBOT for information, reviews, teasers, and much, much more. Damn, you are listening to some vintage BDO. That skit was recorded in 1999, in very early 1999, I would say. This was possibly recorded in March of 1999, a very, very old skit. And it was one of the first ever creations that we did in this fashion, where basically me and a few other crew members would get together with microphones, come up with a scenario, which in this case was Buffalo, you're going to be a pot delivery guy, me and Red are going to do the customers. That style is a scenario suggestion, and then we just record. We don't have a script. We don't have a plan. We record. That's all. We let Buffalo come up with his crazy shit. We let me and Red react to the crazy shit and say our crazy shit in turn. Sometimes I'm the one saying the crazy shit first. Most of the time, it's Buffalo saying the crazy shit first. And you know what? It almost always becomes hilarious. And this is the day we discovered this. This is the very first recording done in that style. So Buffalo was Buffalo and Red, I believe, were the ones who suggested this, because Buffalo kept saying on that night, and I'll remember this forever, he kept saying, you know what, I've been in Wildwood, New Jersey for 2 months selling fucking t-shirts. You have no idea how many crazy shit I've come up with to sell t-shirts, and I'm going to use the same kind of behavior, the same kind of concept to make a funny skit with you guys. And I, at first, believe it or not, was extremely reluctant to do this. I thought this was gonna be a fucking bust. I knew that Buffalo was gonna say some funny shit, but I was afraid that in the end, it would be a bust. There was a lot of people in the room. It got chaotic by parts, and I tried to ask people to, you know, not talk when it's not their turn to talk. And it's unbelievable what came out. I just couldn't believe when I heard that first recording. And I mean, you know, I was talking about having a lot of people in the room and having a little bit too much chaos. Most of the chaos during that recording came from me not being able to stop laughing in the background. And you can probably hear a lot of giggling in the background, and it's mostly me, because I'm listening to what Buffalo is saying, and he's, man, that guy just, this is his showcase skit. This is where I realized, this is the moment of my radio years where I realized, record an improv with Buffalo, it's gonna be funny, period. And guess what? They're 95% of improvs recorded with Buffalo in the future were keepers. We're funny, we're put on the radio, we're put on a CD somewhere. In fact, the first volume sold so much, I was extremely grateful to that, and I owe a big one to Buffalo for that, because he's basically, without him, the skit's just not as good, and I think he just really dynamos the thing through, and this was his showcase. It was the first time he was ever doing this, and it was like he had been doing it for 10 years. I was like, holy shit, new concept, and what I didn't expect, I knew so little of what was to come because of that recording. Only weeks later, we were recording more in that style and more and more, and we made a shitload in 1999. Those guys were very often at my place. I had a whole lot of free time, so we were very often recording some crazy shit like that. Now, let's get this show on a roll. The song. Yes, the song that is incoming your way. It is coming towards you to eat you alive. It's gonna be the Winter Song by Crash Test Dummies. Now, some of you people might be going, I don't even know what the general public's opinion of Crash Test Dummies is. Some people used to say that the band was tacky, but you know what? Their music is fucking good, and this is not one of these songs that have played on the radio like 90 million times. This is one of their, this is one of the other ones on the CD that they forgot to play on the radio. Really good song. In my opinion, that one's really one of their better ones, and I have no idea why it was never, like, such a big hit as, and God Shuffled His Feet and The Ghosts That Haunt Me and all those songs. I mean, I think this one deserves recognition. And here it is at BDORadio.com. I'll see you in the third segment, people.
Presentation by Expectora Laboratories. The views and opinions expressed in the following program are not true and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of BDO Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Heward from Expectora Laboratories. At Expectora Laboratories, we specialize in weight loss and have done this for 15 years. The latest addition in our vast range of products has revolutionized the world of weight loss. We have developed a new technique to quickly lose weight called Power Slimming. It's all in this new pill called Expectorex. Expectorex can make you lose up to hundreds of pounds in only weeks.
Hi, I'm Stacy, and I've started taking Expectorex 3 weeks ago. And wow, I lost 175 pounds, and I can eat what I want. Go Expectorex!
The secret in this weight loss revolution lies in the chief ingredient of Expectorex, Ipecac. Ipecac is what miraculously revolutionized the world of weight loss. Ipecac is what made it possible for you to lose hundreds of pounds in only weeks.
I can eat, and when I get fat again around 450 pounds, I just pop Expectorex for a few weeks there and I lose everything again. And then I get to start all over again and again and again.
Expectorex comes in three delicious flavors: lime, strawberry, and blueberry. Expectorex is ridiculously easy to take. Simply place a tablet in mouth, like so, and let it dissolve. Tasty strawberry flavor.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I lost 350 pounds in 5 weeks using Expectorex, and that was rather fast, so I got a lot of loose skin. I look like a skinny Jabba the Hutt, but I'm really happy of losing the weight.
Expectorex is incredibly fast-acting. Only seconds after taking your first tablet, you will be on your way to losing as much weight as you've ever wanted and feeling...
I used to be so fat! The doctors would say I was extremely overweight, but now, with Expectorex, I'm so skinny the doctors are telling me I'm underweight! Yay!
Expectorex can, also... Oh, God. I can't go on. Get Expectorex today by calling 1-800... Expecto. Oh, God, my insides are on fire. Oh, man.
Call today and get Expectorex shipped to you in 24 hours or less. Expectorex makes you lose weight by excessive vomiting. The following list of side effects only includes some of the discomforts you may experience. Other minor side effects such as incapacity to drive or inability to speak are not included in this following list. Expectorex may cause dizziness, dry mouth, coughing, excessive vomiting, nausea, cramps, convulsions, loss of teeth and hair, bone decay, brain damage, amputation of limb, stomach pump, cancer, loss of motor functions, loss of mental functions, decreased sexual drive, urge to rape, urge to kill, bank robbery, crack consumption, police work, mopping city hall floors, and death.
Back again for show number 17. I'm your host, Budweiser, and you're listening to BDO Radio. Now, segment number three, people. I'm pretty much wound down at this point of the show. Said a lot about today's show and a lot about these new guys that I discovered, Stoner Radio. I'd like to repeat the address of their website so you guys can go check that out and give me your opinion, okay? Because I'm so fucking swamped lately. Look, I'm recording my talk segment portion of the show at 2 a.m., okay? It's 2 a.m. now. It's 2:10 a.m. Anyways, yeah. Go listen and give me your opinion of the show and try not to be too judgmental and say, well, it's not Budweiser. Now, I know some people can be like that. Some people have been like that in the past. I would find a radio station I kind of liked. People will go there and say, he's competition to you, but he's no good. They suck because they're not Budweiser. Whoa, easy. Don't be judgmental. Give me a real opinion about it, okay? www.stonerradio.com. And if those guys notice an audience increase, well, it's because I'm plugging them and I'm really proud of doing it. Just as I am proud of them for doing such a radio station. Now, third segment, people, is... I think I'm taking a huge risk by... Not a huge risk, but... A risk as in, are you people actually going to be totally interested in this...
Or are you at least going to learn something out of it? Now, if you pay attention, you probably will. But what I really hope is that you keep interest in this. If you've ever heard of what I'm about to talk, you're going to be interested in this. Now, in the United States, you guys have had a civil war. The North versus the South. And still today, a very minor portion of the population in the South would like to do something called secession. They would like to split the country in two and make two countries. Now, obviously, this is not acceptable to the modern world and will probably never occur, as it is in no one's benefit to do such a thing. Now, in Canada, we have a similar issue, but it's on a bigger scale. The history goes way far back, okay? I'm going to give you a really quick overview of Canadian history. Now, you have the entire country of Canada. To the far right of Canada, to the east, you have that piece of land that sticks out, that's split up by the St. Lawrence River. This piece of land is called Quebec, and it is a province of Canada. Now, back in the old days, I live, by the way, in this province of Quebec. Back in the old days, the French first arrived here in North America and discovered the fur trade and shit like that. So France kept sending people over, and they basically began colonizing around the area of the province of Quebec. Over time, they began taking over pretty much what today is known as Canada. They were pretty much about two-thirds all the way to the west, I would say. Until the English started arriving in the same place, and the English were settling more at the western side of Canada than they were at the eastern. Now, this place was not called Canada until later, where there was, I think it was Lower Canada and Upper Canada, but The British are the ones who actually started creating what is known today as Canada. And eventually what happened is that France began to send us less and less people, because the English were starting to get, like, right under their heels. So the British, while they were settling down here, were like, fucking French are in our way. Let's kill them and take their land. So they began a war. And the war began. And I don't know, I don't even remember from my history books exactly. I suck at history, okay? But I know vaguely that, I don't know who started it, but I know that it lasted for a really long time. Several years, in fact, where the French battled with the English in the territory of Canada. Now, basically, what was really peculiar about this war is that we were like, well, the French, as I'm a Francophone, the French population was like at a count of about 100,000, while the English population was a count of about 1 million. Or I could be terribly wrong here. I believe the armies were something like 10,000 against 100,000. We were fucking outnumbered, okay? Let's put it that way. The French, back then they were true French. The French population was totally out fucking numbered. And, now, it could have been a slaughter by the British, but it wasn't. We were feisty little motherfuckers for being outnumbered like that. I believe the ratio was 10 to 1, and we gave him several slaps across the face and bitch slappings, and we fucking fucked them up hard. We didn't go down without one serious hell of a fight. And the English had really a lot of problems actually trying to control us and trying to beat us. I mean, we're people that did not, like, take that shit, you know? We're like, what the fuck? Wait, you think we're gonna fucking surrender? Anyways. Now, what's cool is that, actually, let's not get to the cool part yet. I was gonna jump a step here. I gotta mention that, France, throughout this war that was happening in Canada, France was supporting us, sending us supplies and people. But one day the French had their hands full with the English on their side of the sea. So they decided to completely stop helping the colonies in sent to North America, to Canada. And basically, they totally pulled the plug on Quebec and the French Canadians, if you want to call them that way. Now, the English kept pounding at the French population until French population went, okay, you know what? Fuck you, okay? You want to kill us? Kill us. And the English actually spared us. They literally fucking spared us. They said, you know what? Just don't be annoying French bastards whining all the time. Just go live there. And they gave us a land to live in. Now, this land sort of shifted left and right. Not really left and right. Up and down, more like. Until it sort of settled to be the province of Quebec. And this province is where you may hear of us French Canadians. Which, by today, by this date, by the year 2007, I can guarantee to you that we are no longer French, okay? If... Yes, we speak French, but it is a bocked up dialect, and not really, it's not necessarily that it's butchered, the syntax is proper, the words are properly spoken, but the accent is very coarse, and the French people from France have a hard time understanding our French. In fact, some of them don't understand a single word. They think we're speaking English. Now, if they're going to be like that, I'm not going to consider myself part of them. I actually went to France once, and I liked the place. I hated the people. That's pretty much how I thought of the place. Now, I'm not, you know, if there are French listeners right now from France, I don't mean that I hate every single French person. I mean that the people I particularly came across during the trip were not very pleasant Frenchmen, let's put it that way. Anyways, so much enjoyed it when I returned to Montreal to see the good old refreshing North American public again. But anyways, like I say, we're not French anymore at all. We're, like, totally Americanized, and our French is, well, not battered, but we have an accent that we've developed over the years over here that, well, the French, they just don't understand us anymore. So basically, we're like French-speaking Americans that can speak English very well as well. Well, not all of us. There are some really sad people out there that, you know, sad, like, may the universe help them. I'm going to start getting used to not saying may God help them anymore because I'm an atheist. So may the universe help them by using random chaos. Anyways, but all this to get to the point of the province of Quebec in Canada. In the 70s, there's a prime minister in Quebec who decided, hey, fellow Quebecers, we're French, we're so different from everybody else, we don't belong with these fucking bastard-ass Canadian English motherfuckers, let's separate. And half the fucking population here went, hey, that's not a bad idea. Oh, God. We're talking like 400 fucking years later. This is something that we've not forgotten. In fact, our license plate says Je me souviens, which means I remember. And what do you think we remember? We remember the day where we had our own land and had our asses kicked by the English. However, we also forget, and if there are any Quebecers listening right now, listen carefully. We also forget that the English spared us. They could have annihilated us, and they fucking spared us. They let us live. They gave us a land. They took us in, for fuck's sake. It was theirs. We had lost. It was over. And we live. We gave him one hell of a fight. We can be proud about that. But the issue of separation keeps coming back all the time, setting us back billions of dollars in our economy. And there's going to be a provincial election for the prime minister of the province, which would basically be a governor, I guess. And they're talking about it again. It's coming up in the, and I can't believe that a country would that a province would separate from such a good country, screw up the economy of both the country we separated from and ourselves, just to over some bullshit language thing. Now, okay, it's not just a language thing, it's a culture thing as well. Now, I've heard Howard Stern once say on his show that, you know, what culture? What are you guys talking about? You have no culture. Wait a minute. Everybody has a culture. The Americans have a culture. The Canadians have a culture. They have more of a British culture. And we have, well, a French-rooted culture. We like wine. We like cheese. We like good fucking beer. And we like our women really fucking hot. And no, they don't have hair under their arms here. They're French chicks that are Americanized. Don't forget that. Anyways, but we still have a slight, you know, Frenchish root there. The way we greet each other with the two kisses. The way we fix food, man. We can be pigs when we want. We're not all the time, and we remain slim like French people. Yeah. Anyways, but. All this to say that, yes, there is a difference of culture. There is one, and it's not great enough to go and separate over. That is my opinion. The problem is that a little over 30% of this province right now, I would say, if they were to do a vote right now, do you want to separate, yes or no, it would be about 38% yes to separate. These people obviously believe that this cultural difference is sufficient to separate us, and try to make all these economic excuses that Canada takes from us and doesn't give us as much as we should and everything. You know what? The only reason why we don't get as much as we should is because we want to fucking separate. And Canada's like, we want to give you this, but you guys say you want to leave. What the fuck are you doing? And this is fucking up our economy. It is needless, unneeded bullshit. We should work with Canada, not try to split up from them. And there is so much bullshit about it. It's unbelievable. And the way they advertise it will make the new generation think that it's a good thing. And they're going to send our province, which would then be a country, into fucking oblivion along with Canada. It would destroy both countries for a very long time. Now, it wouldn't go over a war or anything. There were once, back in the 70s, a terrorism organization from Quebec called the FLQ, and they set a few bombs in places in Canada, but that is long gone. This from, like, I think 81 was the last known thing done by the FLQ, and then they just got dissolved the fuck out of themselves. But, really, I mean, it's sad to see that we bring up this 400-year-old issue when we've managed to live in harmony. Montreal, which is still a great city, don't get me wrong, was once so much greater until we came up with this separation bullshit. It's not like we can't work together. This country can work together, and for some reason, some of the French people, especially the ones that refuse to learn English, the stupid ass motherfuckers who think that they still live in France. Fuck you. This is to you, and I bet they can't even understand a fucking word I'm saying right now because I'm speaking English. Learn the fucking language. I have nothing against French. I have nothing against saying, admitting that yes, we do have a culture in Quebec, and it's a beautiful culture, and I like it that way. And when I hang out with Canadians, I feel they act differently. We're very different people. However, we can fit together in a fucking country. Whilst Europe are uniting and creating a globalized currency, we're dividing. What the fuck, you know? Anyways, so you're getting really the negative aspect of the separation here. If there were a pro-separation guy talking right now, the speech would be completely different, okay? Anyways, but that's my view on it, and I think it's pretty solid. Although I do not know all the facts, I do know that my judgment is not wrong. I mean, look at it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and you'll eventually go, wait a minute, why are we separating here? What the fuck, man? over language and culture? Are you shitting me? What, yeah, Ottawa is stealing our oil and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, shut the fuck up. That doesn't even make any fucking sense, okay? Because that's the reason why that happens, whenever that happens, if it even happens, is because we keep threatening to separate and doing these referendums, which is basically a vote to know if we want to separate or not. And it scares Canada, and I can understand that the government will decide to give us a little less of their resources and their primary functions, you know? Anyways, so that's my take on that, and that took the whole goddamn third segment. I hope that interested you. I really went thorough on it, but I didn't have that much time, you know, just a little over 15 minutes, so I tried to do my best right there. I hope that clarified to you what is going on in the province of Quebec with the rest of Canada, and this little difference we have. There are a lot of pro-separation people in Quebec. Some of them I know, some of them are my friends. I mean, I'm not going to hate somebody because they have a different opinion, but I often have arguments with these guys over this and say that it is a useless maneuver, that we should keep the status quo, be happy with it, and admit to Canada that we're finally happy with the status quo and we're going to stop the separation bullshit. Now, give us the big airport back, give us the fucking international flights. Toronto is stealing everything from us basically right now because we keep threatening to separate, and Canada's like, okay, then let's move the important shit where we're going to keep it, you know, and I can't blame them. Anyways, this is Budweiser, wrapping up show number 17 as far as the talk goes, but the show's not over. There's a third segment coming, and this is the weird one. Don't forget, go on the contact BDO form, type in your web browser, bdoradio.com, on the menu to your left, hit contact BDO, and leave me a word about how you liked the skit that is coming. It's really a weird idea I had, and I think it's going to make you laugh. Here we go, people! Hope you've enjoyed show number 17, and enjoy the final skit of it. It's going to go on a good note.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah, man! Yeah, man! Dude, man! Stop your truck, man! Buy a copy of this CD, man! Full Balls and Other Things, Volume 1, man! Buy a copy!
The pot guy was found 3 miles away from the spot on the highway he was initially standing on. Unfortunately, he did not die. He's recovering in a hospital right now. Get your copy of Full Balls and Other Things Volume 1 today. Type in your web browser, bdoradio.com/FBOT for information, reviews, teasers, and much, much more.
Hi there, I'm Todd, and I have a roommate.
Yo, bitch, it's your turn to make supper.
Shut up, fat ass, I'm gonna do it in 5 minutes.
I've learned it's important for me to stop cooking triple jalapeno super chili mega bean stew, because my roommate, well, he has trouble handling it. In fact, it's affecting me pretty bad, too. The smell makes me, like, gag.
Oh, this is gross. Sean, man, you fucking stink.
Sorry, man.
It's like atomic diarrhea. It's loud, it's painful, and there's a shockwave of shit odor that spreads almost instantly. Last time, I was so panicked from choking on the odor, I hit the fire alarm. I tried to crawl my way out of the apartment, and when I made it close to the exit, the door slammed me right in the face. It was the fire department.
Ow! Sorry, sir. Get off the floor, sir. Evacuate the building.
The firemen discussed the situation. It looked pretty bad.
God! Gas masks, everyone!
No, move it! Move it! Move it!
Nobody light a single thing! One spark and this place is up in flames!
Yo, I can hear him! He's in there!
Break the door down!
For some reason, they were carrying cans of Glade. Seemingly, they were familiar with the situation.
Glade him! What? Ah! Ah! My eyes! Ow! Ah! Ah! He did it again! Glade towards his ass! In the bowl!
It's just best for me if I put my delicious, spicy recipes behind. That last incident cost us $150 in fire department fines. Sheesh. All over a really delicious, spicy meal.
BDO Radio knows the community.
This was a public service announcement by BDO Radio.